This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 19th. God's word to you today is Spotlight. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 9, verse 3, and it says, "So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. I also wore rough burlap and sprinkled myself with ashes." You and I need to bring our prayer lives under God's light this season. I pray that as we do, God will do his special work in us and take our prayer lives higher in Jesus' name. Say amen. Describe your prayer life in one word. What is going well and what could you do better? If you had to describe your prayer life in one word, would it be hot, cold, non-existent, struggling, or much to be desired? Please write it down in your journal. Now, I want you to write down that word, and I will explain why. When you look back after this season is over, it will be a point of thanksgiving for you, that whereas I was filling the gaps, but now I am on fire for God. Which of the following obstacles or distractions make prayer challenging for you? Check all that apply. Number one, I am too busy. Number two, my mind wanders. Number three, text, email, social media, etc. distract me. Number four, I am not sure prayer can make a difference. The situation before me is huge. Number five, I feel too guilty or too distant from God. Number six, I am angry at God. Number seven, I do not have a quiet place to pray. And number eight, if there are others, please note them down. The idea behind this is so that you are able to introspect and know where you are. Then you can know the next steps to take. Have you ever prayed for something that was humanly impossible and God answered your request? If your answer is yes, then you need to worship God with it. If your answer is no, then it is time to pray bold prayers. Prayer works, and it is a privilege to bring our burdens before God in the place of prayer. Please read Daniel 6 verse 10 and Daniel 9 verse 3. A couple of things stand out about Daniel's prayer life from these scriptures. Prayer was Daniel's lifestyle. He consistently prayed three times a day. Daniel also knew when he needed to increase the level by adding fasting, ashes, and humbling himself before God. Daniel did not rely on his daily prayers alone. He knew when to focus on specialized periods of prayer. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I pray that like the sons of Issachar, I would be able to discern the times and seasons and plug in as required spiritually. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.